With their pilot program reaching its conclusion in Fredericton, Habitat for Humanity New Brunswick and Carpenter Millwright College of New Brunswick are now expanding their trades training program to St John. The one-year program teaches carpentry both in the classroom and with substantial hands-on training to equip participants to enter the workforce. Construction Director with Habitat for Humanity, Mike Power, and T.C. Eggleton, Training Director for the Carpenter Millwright College, spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the programme and the importance of such initiatives in providing both professional skills and affordable housing. First, Eggleton introduced the programme.
So the programme, the way it's actually laid out, it's 52 weeks long. The students will be able to get in-class theory portion and on-the-job experience, like on-site experience. So basically when they're in class, they're learning what they're going to be doing when they go to site and do that kind of back and forth throughout the whole year to get that experience right from the footing to the roof. The hours go towards the start of their apprenticeship, and it allows them to write their level one carpentry at the end of the program. So it almost kickstarts their career. If they pass that level at the very end, that written test, then they go on with their apprenticeship and they're kind of ahead of the game. This is laid out to be a program where we're ensuring that the students are getting the proper skills trained on the job site, right? That pertains to their carpentry world, rather than if you start an apprenticeship, sometimes people go to an employer and maybe they just clean up for a year, right? And technically it's still part of the trade, but they don't get that hands-on experience that they really need to pass the levels of carpentry.
There's actually a lot involved in the course. The students are all learning the latest materials and the latest building methods. We have a one-week class given by the Canadian Home Builders Association in building science. So it's very in-depth, and they're learning much more than most other students would in that time frame.
The other things that they get within the course too is we try to get them work ready with whatever employers want. So like different types of safety courses like fall protection, confined space, aerial lift, forklift, first aid. They'll get that within the course too before they finish the course.
So it's a win-win for Habitat. It enables us to build more homes. It's a win for CMC. They get to produce a much better student at the end of the course, and which equates to their success also. And it's a win for the students because no one else is giving this in-depth type of training. It's been so successful, we've been refunded for Fredericton. And we will also commence the course this summer in St. John.
Like when you actually look back at the course and what the students have done and created, like how many houses they worked on and where they're at this stage, compared to them being up in a shop for 40 weeks is a big difference, right? And the students notice that too. They realize, like, look at what we're doing for the community, right?
So we built 4 units in Fredericton in the duration of this course, which is amazing, really. Right from the footing to they finished hanging the drywall in 2 of the units about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. So they've been hands-on on every aspect of the build, and we're able to get more houses built.
Yeah.
So it's working out really well for everybody.
More families in houses.
That's right. It's a win-win-win. CMC and Habitat PEI are working on it to do the same thing. And we've been getting actual interest from Ontario, places like that. Even the contractors are realizing that when the students are coming out of their school, they're still getting a very, very green employee. And there's only so many employees like that that they can handle, that they can absorb. So this is working out very well.
Yeah, the contractors, at the end of this course, contractors will be very happy to take one of these participants just based on the skills that they did on the job.
It's still a classroom, but it just happens to be on a job site. So if you have to teach them to do something 9 times, you do, right? So
to a certain point.
Right. But like the difference from, for instance, the first foundation to the last one we did was night and day. The first one took 8 or 9 days.
Yeah.
And it was obvious that, you know, there was a ton of questions and they didn't quite know what they were doing at first. And by the third one, and it was the largest foundation of all of them, they had it done in 3 days. And, you know, you could see the lights going on.
Yeah. We're setting Habitat up almost as the ideal employer that we would want all the employers to kind of look at and be like, if you take this type of avenue on your apprentices, it'll make them more successful down the road, rather than just, they're just a first year apprentice, let's let them clean up all day. Give them the chance. If you want to make an apprentice more efficient and better at their trade and successful, you need to take that time to do it.
We're building some of the most energy efficient, some of the best energy efficient housing in the province, now with some of the best new apprentices in the province.
The way they're building the houses is kind of where that's the future of what building science is going to be. And they're understanding it at a like entry level apprentice, right? So it's very good to get it to them now.
We're building the way you're going to have to build in 2030. This is going to be legislation. This is going to be the new code. We're already there.
I mean, who are you looking for, basically? I mean,
people with an interest in working with their hands. Some of the students from first year were, some had a little bit of experience, some had none at all. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on the student. They have to want to do it.
First of all, it's a long course. It's 52 weeks. It's a long course. But it's not one of those courses where you're sitting down in a class the entire time. You're doing busy stuff on a site. And if you're interested in the trade, this is probably your best option of entry to get into it. If you're looking to get into the trade and you have no skill, this is a perfect opportunity. And if you have a little skill and you're looking to get tied to an employer, that's our job too at the end of it, is to ensure that you get a job.
So how important are programs like this in terms of actually providing affordable housing?
Oh, they're crucial. And it's crucial to have new people coming into the trade. And we're losing the skill sets. So when old guys like me retire, unless we do this, the construction industry is going to be in some trouble, right?
Yeah, no, it's very important on both ends of things, right? Building these type of houses, affordable homes, as efficient as you can. And not only that, producing proper skilled people to enter the world, right? Because employers will be happier with them, right?
Much. Well, we're going to get a better product. And you get a better carpenter, which is a better employee. And we're going to have more of them. The pilot course was 10 students. And this year, in both Fredericton and St. John, there'll be 15 students in each course.
Yeah. 15 students in each course, and if anyone's interested in applying, they can go to the Carpenter Millwright College site. Yeah. And I think I'll mention too, we do partner with Working MB. So what that means on the participants' end is essentially I send off a candidate to them, and Working MB works with them for financial support for the whole program. And then we go from there, type thing. If both parties are happy, we enroll them in the program.
It's a lucrative career now. You can make a darn good living on Habitat, and it enables us to build more homes because it's cheaper to build them. So for us, that's our biggest win, as well as helping the trade. If organizations and people don't do this, it will be in trouble in the future.
For sure. If anyone's interested in working with their hands or getting into the trade, we're the people to call.
Yeah, 100%. Right.
More information can be found at carpentermillwrightcollege.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.